KW Mobile.
4-H Gigs, Mobile.
Damn, huh?
Yes, sir, we're hooked up to the dolly and heading out now.
I didn't realize you might be bringing it back with you.
Far, I don't want to have to do it again.
That one turns out to be a dud, huh?
And we're just taking a little tow dolly, so it's not that big a deal.
Towing it with?
My Excursion.
Oh, is that light on gas?
Diesel. It'll get about 20, a little over 20 out here on the highway.
Unless you have two diesel consumers.
I actually have three.
Captain Sasser, you just really like diesel.
Either have diesels because that's what I worked on when I was working on vehicles.
Comfortable in that briar patch.
Could have beat them briars down.
That's when I was contract working. I worked on the back end servers where they had to serve, you know, millions and millions of requests every day. And that's where I was comfortable because I knew how they worked. Nobody wanted to work back there. Because when things go haywire back there, they really go haywire. But as long as you focus on it and you keep them resilient, then it's one of the easiest jobs you can have.
And taking care of my own vehicles, I know what they need. I know their weak points in them. So I generally don't have a whole lot of trouble out of them.
Also, are they quiet diesels?
They're a little noisy, but not on the exhaust, just the engine cackle. They're all stock, but they're not excessively loud, in my opinion.
Idling and you're standing out in front of it, can you have a conversation?
Have a conversation, but you're going to have to focus on what you're doing.
The idea to leave them running instead of, like, shutting them off and to run into the store and come back?
Honestly, these that I'm driving, it doesn't hurt. But the newer ones, no, I wouldn't recommend it.
Or shut them off.
I'm running all day long and it won't bother it. But the new ones, if you leave them running, it will cause you EGR and exhaust problems.
Hybrids. I got used to kicking mine. I've built a lot of automatic transmissions, rebuilt a lot of automatic transmissions, and I just got in the habit of kicking mine in neutral if I'm going to be sitting at a red light for a long time or sitting in a traffic jam. Put it in neutral. I was reading my wife's car as a hybrid, and they said, do not do that. Don't do that. Don't kick it in neutral because it'll drain the battery if you do that. And then re-getting that battery going again is a major pain.
Technology is not the same as it was when you were working on vehicles. It's not the same as it was when I was working on them just 7 years ago.
I was doing that with hers, and I decided, after reading the book, I decided, no, I don't think I'll do that anymore. Anyway, I got to unload groceries. You guys have a safe trip. W4DJW, catch you in the morning, maybe.
7-3's Dave. And, hey, if you don't hear me check into the net tonight, go ahead and check me in, please.
DJW, clear and unloading the groceries.
804-HKX, mobile and monitoring.
Okay, mobile.
Shane?
Hope you guys have a safe trip up there.
You too.
I put up a new J-pole on the ridge of my house this weekend. Haven't really tested it out much. I mean, it sounds good. SWR is real low. But your very first stop this morning, I was just wondering where it was because I picked you up on the input, so I was just curious how far away that was.
Basically in your back door. You know where 414 and 25 cross there at the red light? I was right there.
That's close to 20 miles from me, though.
Far?
15, maybe. I think if I'm not correct, it's 15 miles from my house to the 25 and 11 bridge. Of course, I got a mile coming back the other way in my neighborhood, but that's it.
You must live further out 11 than I was thinking then.
Whenever I drive that way, I know I checked it one time. Sometimes we'll go up that way to go, you know, see our daughter up there in Fletcher. Or if we see her in Fletcher, we'll go that way. If we go up to her church, we'll go up through your neck of the woods.
I didn't realize it was that far. I mean, because Hendersonville ain't but 20 miles from there either, so it's not like it's that far.
Between us, though, and a lot between that area, so it kind of surprised me when I knew you were, you said you were on 25, and then you said you were at your next stop, or your first stop. So I was just curious, because I picked you up pretty clear, not full scale, but pretty good.
Good, because I'm only running the radio at half power, medium power, so whatever that turns out to be.
I would like it to go higher. It's up about 30 feet right now. Probably could go higher if I could get it on some trees, but right now that's a lot better than I did. I had an antenna in the bedroom, or in my office there, so this is a lot better. It's up another 25 feet.
Good through there, but there's not a whole lot in the way of obstructions through there, mountain-wise, either. You can shoot right through that gap there.
That's a pretty good line of sight east and southeast of me. You can see all the other ways get a little blockage, look a lot closer.
There, I mean, it's pretty level. You're shooting right in between the ridges and everything.
Also, I won't keep you, but I heard from Wayne yesterday. He said he's about 2.5 weeks out. He's got some work, but he's going to call me in a couple days with some figures.
Like I said, I'll see him tomorrow, so I'll talk to him then.
It's parked right now. I'm using another vehicle, so I borrowed one from my son. He said he didn't think he'd get away with just one vehicle right now, and they have a little motorcycle he can use if he has to.
At least somebody's offering to help you out.
They paid me back a little bit, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's about time that they offer a little bit back in return, helping out, as I'm looking at mine over here on this phone.
Making that point.
Good. I like to give him a hard time, though.
Into a rental car, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do that, I'm just going to tell my wife to stay home from work. She only works 3 days a week, and I'll just use her car. It might come out cheaper.
Now, you can buy a little beater cheaper than you can rent a car for a week.
To let you know about that, I might hear you on the net tonight or in the morning. You guys be careful, and I hope it works out for you and your son there. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. I'm getting into traffic, and I'm almost at the building.
James, you be safe out there, and I'll talk to you on that log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.